Life Boy and Al Jolson invite you to another big program of fun and music with Martha Ray.
My, is it Tuesday night already?
Victor Young and his orchestra. And our singing star of stars, Al Jolson.
Good evening, everybody. We are here again tonight. Good evening. Good evening. To welcome all you loyal friends who set the dials right. It's a pleasure that I treasure. To all newcomers, let me say cheerio. You're the guest tonight of Life Boy and of Ringo. If you want your palsy, wealthy, palsy to sing, well, he might. And to sing you a mammy song is his delight at this same time every Tuesday night. Good evening, friends. Hello, folks.
Hello.
By the way, you people listening in, did you recognize a new voice on our program? Well, it's our new announcer, Tiny Ruffner. Now, let me tell you. And once again, let me say, we're mighty proud to have him with us. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to meet Tiny Ruffner.
Good evening, everybody. Very happy to meet you all.
Tiny, meet Victor Young.
Hello, Tiny.
Hello, Victor. How's everything down there?
Martha, come here a minute, honey. I want you to meet Tiny Ruffner.
Well, I can't see him, Al.
You can't see him?
No, this big fella's in my way.
Martha, that big fella is Tiny Ruffner. He's going to be with us every week, and we can use a fella like Tiny.
Yeah, so could the newspapers. He'd make a good columnist.
What do you mean?
Well, Tiny wouldn't have to look through the keyhole at all.
No?
He could look right through the transom.
Martha, I don't think it's right of you to say those things. I don't think it's right of you to say those things about Tiny. He's my pal. I'm going to take him everywhere I go.
Why?
Why? Well, we went on a streetcar today, and I held Tiny's hand, and the conductor only charged me half fare.
I don't mind you kidding about my size, Al, but listen, I'd like to meet this fellow parked your car.
No, he isn't here now. He went out to buy a hat.
Oh, a spring hat?
No, he wants a hat that'll stay on.
Well, suppose in the meantime, let's have a song. What do you say, folks? A song from Al Jolson?
Okay, Tiny, and I hope you don't mind if I get a little serious. All over this country, the farmers are worrying about their crops. But don't think they're the only ones who are worrying. The city people worry too, especially the young fellows. And do you know what crop they worry about? Listen, folks. This year's crop of kisses don't seem as sweet to me. This year, crop just misses what kisses used to be. This year's new romance doesn't seem to have a chance, even helped by Mr. Moon up above. This year, crop of kisses is not for me, for I'm still wearing last year's love. This year's crop of kisses don't seem as sweet to me. This year's crop just misses what kisses used to be. This year's new romance doesn't seem to have a chance, even helped by Mr. Moon up above. This year's crop of kisses is not for me, for I'm still wearing last year's love. Thank you, folks. You're swell. And just because you're so swell, I'm going to let you listen in on a minute Life Boy drama. The scene is in the locker room at a tennis match.
The throw game you played, Johnny.
But what's your hurry now? Aren't you tired?
A little, Pete. But I want to get to the tea dance before I miss too much of Betty's time.
Oh.
There's real competition there, too. So it's me for the showers with my trusty life boy. And in two shakes, I'll be fresh as a daisy.
You're keen about life boy, aren't you, Johnny?
Sure am, Pete. Because life boy is the only soap I know that stops B.O. Get you extra clean. You know, Pete, Betty's a mighty fastidious young woman. And to make the grade with her, I've got to look and be immaculate.
And friends, that's why millions rely on Lifebuoy to refresh and invigorate them after strenuous play. They say that nothing except Lifebuoy gives them the assurance of lasting freshness. You see, Lifebuoy is the only popular toilet soap with a special purifying ingredient in its lather that removes all dirt and perspiration from our millions of pores. It effectually stops B.O. Yet Lifebuoy's lather has such a gentle action that it can't possibly harm even a baby's tender skin. No wonder Lifebuoy is the favorite of millions for face and hands, as well as being America's leading bath soap.
Ladies and gentlemen, have you fallen arches? Do you have headaches? Do you suffer with pink toothbrush? Do you have heartburn? Do you have zither feet? If you have all these things, you'll know how I feel right now, because here comes Park Your Carcass. Hello, Park Your Carcass.
Say, you're good in arithmetic? Why, yes. Why do you want to know?
Well, if you had $164 and somebody gave you $71 more,
yeah,
how much would I have?
How much would you have?
Yeah.
Why, you wouldn't have anything.
Well, that's no good, because I need $200.
Why do you need $200?
I gotta go to England. I want to see that big flower they're gonna have there next month.
They're gonna have a big flower,
yeah,
in England next month?
Yeah, I was reading in the papers. It says millions of people is gone there to see the big carnation.
Carnation? You mean coronation. Next month in London, they're going to crown the king. And that's what's known as a coronation.
Oh, is that it? You know, last night in my house, we had a coronation.
Last night you had a coronation in your house?
Yeah, in my house, I'm the king, so my wife crowned me.
Why did she crown you?
For holding out $2 out of my salary. You see, I'm the king and she's the queen. But if I don't bring home the jack, she raises the deuce.
King, queen, jack, deuce. That sounds like poker.
That's what she crowned me with.
You know, Parky,
what?
I'm going to the coronation myself. Our sponsor is going to send me as an envoy.
The sponsor's going to send you some Lifebuoy?
Not Lifebuoy. I'm not going to wash up. I said envoy.
Well, you better say Lifebuoy or you'll be all washed up as an envoy.
The idea of you going to the coronation, mixing with the representatives of the outstanding countries of the world.
What's the matter with me? I misrepresent my country.
Your country?
Yeah.
What is your country?
Cuspidoria.
Cuspidoria? Listen, I've chewed the rag with the heads of every country in the world, but I miss Cuspidoria.
Well, if you chew tobacco, don't miss it.
Look, Park Your Carcass, in case you do go to England, let me give you a few points.
I don't want points. Give me a couple of quarts.
No. I want to explain how to get along in England. Now, the boat will probably land in Liverpool. Ever hear of Liverpool?
Every night.
Every night you hear of Liverpool?
Yeah, every night I take two little Liverpools.
No, listen, that's Liverpool. Pill, look at me. It's pill.
That's right. When I look at you, it is a pill.
Now, listen, when you get to London, you'll want to see the wonderful educational institutions like Oxford and Cambridge. Better mark that down. Wait a minute, here's a pencil. Cambridge, mark that down so you won't forget it.
I don't have to mark it down. I know Cambridge. It's C-A-M-U Bridge, Cambridge.
C-A-M-U?
Yeah.
In Cambridge, there are only three letters before Bridge. How did you get in there?
They needed a fourth for Bridge.
And then you want to see Piccadilly. Ah, Piccadilly. Do you know where you'll find Piccadilly?
Yeah, right on top of the hot dogs.
No, not Piccadilly. I said Piccalippi. I mean, the pillars... Oh, listen.
Forget it. I'll take most of it.
Well, there are no hamburgers in England.
Yeah.
The cultured Englishman has tiffin in the morning, crumpets at noon, tea at 4, dines at 6, and has a snack at midnight.
When does he eat?
Listen.
What?
Weren't you ever in England before?
Listen, I once flew over to England in an airplane. We nearly dropped in the ocean. You ought to see the pilot. He was as pale as a ghost.
And what were you?
I was Rinso.
What do you mean you were Rinso?
I was 5 shades whiter.
Boy, I'd like to see you present at a court, but you couldn't present at a court. You couldn't be, because you couldn't pass for a socialite.
2 weeks ago, I was presented at court for passing a red light.
I mean the royal court.
Yeah?
Princes, lords, dukes, and knights. Did you ever hear the night of the bath?
Saturday night.
No. There's no use talking to you. You don't know anything about court etiquette.
Who don't know court etiquette? My uncle lives there.
Your uncle lives where?
In court etiquette. Hartford court etiquette. I know.
Well, I hope you get along all right over there.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about the English monetary system?
What?
Do you know what English money looks like?
I'd like to find out what American money looks like.
No. I mean English money is different. You know, the English have no dollars at all.
Well, if they're that hard up, I'll lend them a couple of bucks.
Stop. Either. They're not hard up. They just don't have any dollars.
Have they any sense?
Not if they let you in. Now, in place of dollars, they use farthing and pennies and shillings and pounds.
Listen, I don't got to worry about that stuff. I made arrangements with a fella to handle everything for me. He takes care of all the details.
Yeah?
Don't have to worry about nothing.
Well, I hope he reserved a space for you in the reviewing stands for the coronation procession in London.
Ah, he's way ahead of you. He sold me a seat right next to the Eiffel Tower.
You bought a seat next to the Eiffel Tower? Why, you fool, the Eiffel Tower's in Paris.
No wonder I got it so cheap.
Well, I don't have to worry. I've got a seat all reserved in the reviewing stands right next to Westminster Abbey. The most expensive location in all of London. Park your cockers.
Yeah.
Do you know that my seat is 50 pounds?
Your seat is 50 pounds?
Yes.
Boy, you should go on a diet.
Get out of here. Every show needs that feminine touch. The soft voice of a woman, sweet and tender, rippling through the air like the tinkle of a silver bell.
Oh, yeah, man.
Folks, I can't say any more. That yeah man speaks for itself. It's Martha Ray singing Shoeshine Boy.
Victor, that's a swell orchestra you got out here. Boy, oh boy. Plenty of what I call pizzazz.
What's it mean?
Haven't you heard of pizzazz? Well, that's the new word right from the Harvard Lampoon, Victor.
What does it mean?
Well, now, pizzazz is what frosting gives to the cake, what Jolson gives to a song, the dash, the wham, the wallop.
I know. What the new 1937 Rinso gives to a washing machine.
You got it, Victor. It's that extra effectiveness that Rinso gives to your washing machine. The extra suds, for instance. Why, according to women who have tested the new 1937 Rinso against the old, the new gives from 25 to 50% more suds. The new Rinso gets clothes at least 5 shades whiter than ordinary soaps, yet as safe as ever. By actual test, colorful cotton prints washed 125 times came out looking like new. Now, is it any wonder that the makers of 33 famous washing machines recommend Rinso? They know their soaps. They give their vote to Rinso. So do millions of housewives because they've found that Rinso works wonders in tub, washer, and in the dishpan. Because it never makes their hands red or rough, and because it makes lavish suds even in hardest water. Rinso is America's biggest selling package soap.
Folks, there are thousands of youngsters all over this country, boys and girls, who'd like to go on the stage, who'd like to be motion picture stars or radio stars. Now, a lot of these youngsters have written me letters asking for advice. And judging from these letters, they sure do need advice. Because why? Because most of them think that showbiz is nothing but swell clothes, fancy automobiles, and a private swimming pool. Oh, no, kids. That's only one side of show business. Before you get up on top, there's struggle, sorrow, hunger, and heartache. That's why I thought if I told you a little of my own experience, it might help you understand. So we're going to turn back the clock on my own career, when I was just a kid in Washington, D.C.
Gosh, it's cold today.
Yeah, it must be about 3 below 0.
Extra, extra, read about the big pie of paper, mister, paper.
Yes, give me a paper.
Here you are, mister. Thanks. That makes 15 cents profit for me today.
Well, and what are you going to do with the money, son?
Oh, I'm going over to Kernan's Theater to see the show.
What? You say you stand out in the cold all day selling papers just to be able to go to the theater?
Why, don't you like the theater, mister? Gee, I think it's great. I'm going to be on the stage myself someday. That's why I like to watch the actors. Excuse me, mister, I'm in a hurry. Come on, Joe, let's go.
If you refuse me, honey, you lose me, and I'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own. Thank you, thank you. Now, is there anybody in the audience who'd like to sing that song? Well, do I see anybody getting up? Oh, come on, boys. Is there a bathroom tenor in the house?
Hey, you know that song. Go ahead and sing it.
No, I couldn't sing it now. I'm too nervous.
Well, who's going to sing? Oh, come on, boys. Is there a high soprano in the house?
Oh, man, you always wanted a chance.
Yeah, but it's so sudden.
Oh, you haven't got the nerve, that's
all. Is that so? I ain't got the nerve, I'll show you. Say, lady, I'll sing that song.
Oh, we got to sing it. Now, quiet, boys, quiet. We're going to hear from a canary up in the gallery. Okay, Professor, give him the music.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime girl. Send me a kiss by wire. Honey, my heart's on fire. If you refuse me, honey, you lose me. Then I'll be left alone. Oh, baby, telephone and tell me I'm your own.
Al Jolson's father didn't approve of his singing on the stage. In fact, gave him a sound licking. But a little while later, the manager of the show called at the Jolson home and persuaded Al's father to permit Al to join the show. His salary, $5 a week. Well, the show left Washington and headed north.
Well, how do you like trooping, Al?
I think it's swell.
Yeah, so are the mumps. Anyhow, I'm glad we finished those one-night stands. We'll be in New York in the morning.
New York? Gee, I always dreamed about going to New York. Oh, that must be some place. All the big actors are there and all the big hotels, too. Maybe they like my singing. And maybe I'll be a big actor someday. Oh, gee, if I make good, I'm going to bring my father and my mother to New York. And maybe I'll be able to buy my mother a coat with real fur on it, too.
Yeah, maybe you'll shut up for a minute. What's the use? It's my fifth time in New York and the fifth flop. I guess I better stick to one-night stands. They don't know good talent in New York when they see it. Come on, Al, the show's closed. Pack your grip and go back home.
No, I don't care what you say. You can't discourage me. I'm going to stay here in New York.
Now listen, I'll give you a tip. Better go back home if you got the price. This town's so cold that if they didn't play cards here, the people wouldn't even know what a heart looks like.
I'm staying. I'm going to make good in this town. I just feel it in my bones. I'm going to be a star someday, you'll see. I'm going to have my name in lights. Big electric lights!
So you're trying to sneak into the house, are you? You thought I wouldn't be up so late, eh? Now, where's my rent?
I'm sorry, Mrs. Leahy. I haven't got it right now, but you'll get it. I'll get a job one of these days, and I'll pay you every cent I owe you. Honest, I will.
Well, you better get a job in a hurry, or you'll be sleeping in the park.
I could have gone to work down at Rockaway Beach, at Demling's Casino, if you'd lent me that 20-cent car fare when I asked you to.
Sure, and I'm not in the banking business. I'm renting rooms. And if I don't get my rent tomorrow, out you go. And I'll keep your grip until you pay me back.
Unable to pay his rent, half-starved, his shoes worn thin, Al Jolson trudged those streets vainly seeking employment. Discouraged and disheartened, he walked along the Bowery, that street of forgotten men. Passing McGurk's saloon, which at the time was known as Suicide Hall, he heard the tinkle of a battered piano. Timidly, he walked into the saloon and spoke to the owner, McGurk.
I see you got a piano player here, mister.
Well, what of it?
Well, if you got a piano player, I thought maybe you could use a singer, too.
No, I don't need no singer. Go on, beat it.
Oh, won't you let me sing just one song for you?
No, I ain't paying no money for singing.
Oh, look, mister, I don't want no money. I'll sing a song for nothing. And maybe if the crowd in here likes my singing, they may throw me a couple of pennies. I'm hungry. I'd like to make the price of a cup of coffee. That's all. Just a cup of coffee to warm me up inside. Look, please, I don't want to beg in the streets. Oh, mister, let me sing a song, will you?
Well, all right. Maybe we'll get a laugh. Hey, Mike, play for this punk.
What do you want to sing, kid?
My gal Sal. Play one verse and a chorus, will you?
I only know the chorus, and that's what you're going to sing, see?
They call the river the Sal, a peculiar sort of a girl.
Hey, you guys, shut up. Shut up, that kid's good.
That was mellow, an all-round good fellow, was my old pal. Your trouble, sorrow, and care, she was always willing to share. A wild sort of devil, but dead on the level, was my gal Sal.
Singing in McGurk's saloon was the turning point in Al Jolson's life. Just when things looked darkest, fate took a hand. Manager Ed Rush happened to be passing that saloon and heard Al singing. Went inside, offered him a job with the Victoria Burlesquers, singing illustrated songs. And Al Jolson crossed his claim to fame, success in burlesque.
After the ball is over, after the stars are gone, many the hopes that have vanished after the ball.
Triumphant vaudeville.
Come on here. Come on in here. Alexander's ragtime band. Come on in here. Come on in here. It's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band we'll have. Go, honey lamb. Come on along. Come on along, let me take you by the hand. up to the man, up to the man, to the leader of the band. And if you care to hear the Swanee River play in ragtime, come on along, come on here, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Stardom in musical comedy.
Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks in D-I-X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore.
Hawking Pictures adds another laurel.
California, here I come, right back where I started from. Open up that Golden Gate, California, here I come.
Today, radio and the song of songs for which the star of stars, Al Jolson, will always be remembered.
Everything seems lovely when you start to roam. The birds are singing the day that you stray, but wait until you are further away. Things won't be so lovely when you're all alone. Here's what you'll keep saying when you're far from home. Mammy, the sunshine's east, the sunshine's west, but I know where the sunshine's best. It's on my mammy I'm talking about, nobody else's, my little mammy. My heartstrings are tangled around Alabama. Mammy, 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 I'm coming. Oh, I hope I didn't make you wait. Mammy, mammy, I'm coming. Oh, God, I hope I'm not late. Mammy, mammy, look at me. Don't you know me? I'm your little baby. I'd walk a million miles for one of your smiles. My mammy. Thank you, folks. Thank you. And now I want to say a word for the grocers who are celebrating National Grocers Week. They're a fine bunch, and they appreciate your trade, too. So take advantage of all the special they're offering this week. And listen, confidentially, I don't want any more than 20 million people to hear this. I heard that there's going to be a shortage in soap. So, listen, folks, take my advice and stock up on Lifebuoy and Rinso. Do you get me? And as I said last week, and the week before that, it's been nice for people like us to meet people like you. And so for Martha Ray, Park Yakarkas, Tiny Ruffner, Victor Young, and myself, may I say good night.
The makers of Rinso and Lifebuoy invite you to another big show next Tuesday at 8:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 9:30 p.m. Rocky Mountain Time, when we bring you 30 minutes of entertainment, starring Al Jolson with Martha Ray, Park Yakarkas, and the music of Victor Young. Tiny Ruffner speaking. This year's Kisses by Irving Berlin is from On the Avenue. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.